A report shows since 2001, MARTA train use has fallen 15%. Bus ridership has dropped by about 30%. Holly Clay of East Point wants to use it more, but says the system is limited and reliability is an issue.
There are those days where there's just unexplained, unbelievable lateness and unexplained trains running late, like nobody tells you anything.
Clark Atlanta student Kanaya Hunter rides MARTA only when she has to. She wishes it felt safer and cleaner. On multiple occasions, she's seen rats running along the platforms.
I was scared. I mean, I'm a girl. I'm a girly girl, so it was kind of, I mean, I guess it's normal, though. I guess that's where I live. But, I mean, they shouldn't be up on the platform. That's a little much.
About 120,000 people use MARTA on a normal weekday. Since 2009, bus and train service has been cut, and fares have increased from $1.75 to $2.50. Monthly passes have gone from $68 to $95. Daily rider Andrea Jenkins of Norcross resents the fact she's paying more and getting less.
Well, I kind of feel gypped because the price went up on the fare, but the service has not gone up at all. It's just actually gone down, I think.
MARTA currently operates at a $30 million deficit each year. That's projected to be about $2 million worse this year because of declining ridership. MARTA blames it on the still sluggish economy and service cutbacks over the years. Meanwhile, the agency's new general manager vows to improve service and get the agency back on stable financial ground. He has said that will likely include some privatization. One ongoing initiative is installing security cameras on trains and buses. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.